The Mueller report shows the president saying the appointment of the special counsel would be the end of his presidency, ordering the White House counsel to fire Mueller, but attorney Don McGahn refused, threatening instead to resign himself. The president claimed not to remember key events described in detail by his top aides, his son, and his son-in-law. Mueller decided forcing the president to testify under oath would trigger a protracted legal battle, and he leaves it to Congress, not Attorney General Barr, to determine whether Mr. Trump obstructed justice. East Bay Congressman Eric Swalwell, who's on the House Judiciary Committee and is running for president, says House Democrats will do just that.
We're going to bring in William Barr in a couple weeks. We've invited Bob Mueller to come in to also testify to the report. And there, you know, was a finding of 10 different instances where the president possibly obstructed justice. And now it's on Congress as to what do we do about that.
But St. Mary's professor of politics, Stephen Wolpert, doubts the House will impeach the president, even if it finds he did obstruct Mueller's investigation. And when all is said and done, the impact of this report may be minimal.
Most people have made up their minds by now on what the basic findings are. I don't think that much will change no matter what Congress does or doesn't do.
Doug Sovereign, KCBS.